Welcome everybody. Shir number 812, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started last shir, we started the Simen Resh Ches, which is goes into various different types of after brachas, al mechi, al gefen, al weitz, and so on, a little bit the mazonas and so on. Okay, so we went through Sif Aleph. We spoke about the some various different fruits whereby you have to make it al ho'etz, the Chameshis Aminim, and so on. Okay, so now Sif Beis goes on and tells us another thing, another Yisoid, actually, more on the Mizono side, and he says like this, again, in Simen Resh Ches, Chameshis Mine Dogon, when you have wheat, right, wheat spelled rye, the one, the things we named off last year, again, Chita Sa'ira, you have Chita Sa'ira Kusmin, Shibal Shul, Mashifa, and again, it's wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Okay, so you have these, any one of these. Sheshlokan oikitoshon, for us mehem tapshal. When it's basically, to make a long story short, when a person cooks it and makes it into a tapshal, they make it into a regular edible food type of a thing, a dish, if you want to call it, right? A dish of food. So kagoin maisa kadeira, which is like a dish of food. Harifos Figueres caramel, Vadaisa is like a type of a cereal. So now the point is you make it into a dish of food, a regular, edible food that a person might eat, sit down to eat dinner, eat a dinner, might eat a lunch, something like that. So he says, Maisa Kedera, even if it's cooked in a pot, right? A person cooks it in a pot. We're not getting into the baking pot right now. A person cooks in a pot, they'll make noodles or they'll make a dish of food, whatever the case is, but be it as it may, the point is over here that you have one of the five grains, right? Any one of the five grains which we spoke about, what we just mentioned before. And if you make this dish of food that has one of the five grains, right, either the wheat, spelt, rye, and so on, like we said, and the oats, so then you have afilu erev imohem devash. Even a person's going to go ahead and mix in honey, right? They'll make a dish of food with one of the five grains, fine. And they're cooking it. Afilu erev imohem devash. Even though they're going to mix in honey, harbe yuyser mehem, even it's, and that honey, it doesn't just mean honey, but it could be anything. Oy minim acherim, he says, or even different types of ingredients. The point is over here that you have various different other types of ingredients mixed in to this dish of food that you made in a pot, you cooked up in a pot, and it has one of the five grains mixed in with other types of ingredients. And even though harbe yosemem, even though the other ingredients is more than the one of the five grains, right? Let's say I have whatever the case is, I made a certain dish, I cooked up a certain dish, a food for dinner, and it has whatever 40%, let's say, wheat, flour in there, and the rest of it is various different other ingredients, possibly honey, sugar, whatever case is. Right? Harbe yosem mehem oy minem acherim. Harbe yosem mehem. Again, the other ingredients are more than the one of the five grains that you put in. So mavarich alav borei minem mizonos. He's still going to make a borei minem mizonos. Levasoif, you're going to make at the end. You're going to make a al hamichya. So even though one is going to say, right, but what about all the other ingredients are much more than the grains that I put in, right? Much more than one of these five, whether the case is, whether it's wheat flour, spelt flour, like we said, right, oat flour, but the other ingredients in this dish of food that I cooked up is more. So you're still going to make a Bermin Mizinus at the end, you're going to make a Alha Michya. So now he ends off and he says, again, this is something which we discussed a while back, but it's important to go through again because it's in our simon that we're talking about in reference to Al HaMichya and the various different afterbrachas, and it's a very important chazara. Aval im loy nosan hadogan betavshal. But if you didn't put in this, let's say you're putting in wheat, right? One of the five grains. But you're putting in, let's say, for example, wheat, and you didn't put it in, only a little dabkai, right? Or ula hakpoisai bottle betavshal. Then it's going to be bottle betavshal. In other words, if you only put it in for some sort of maintenance of the food, right? As opposed to, tells us the Mishabur and Sifkat and Ches, Ratzalemish loybo lahatim hatavshal. You didn't put it in for taste. Veloy lisaid halev. And you didn't put it in for any type of sustenance. In other words, this wheat, right? Spelt rye, oats, whatever. whatever the kids, or barley, you didn't put into this dish of food. You didn't put it in for taste, and you didn't put it in for any sustenance. Actually, hey, tavshul medubak, like it should stay together. You know, to give it a thickness, to give the food a thickness, to keep it all together. Then it would not have a chashivas. It would not have any importance. Ubotel lagabi a tavshul, and it would be botel. It becomes annulled, sort of like secondary to the other ingredients. Afil l'seichai kemach. Harvey, even though he brings down, that's a very interesting, important point, even though one puts in more of the wheats and so on, or whatever they're putting in of one of those five grains, but if you're not putting it in for the taste and you're not putting it in for the sustenance, it's there for various different other reasons, whether it shouldn't stick to the pot, whether it should stay together, thickness, or whatever the case is. So then one would make then it will be bottled to the tavshil, meaning the person will make the bracha on the other ingredients. Right, which is many times will be shahakol or whatever the case is, whatever it is, the other ingredients would be. So that's an important point to keep in mind. So just to sum up today's shiur, and just to go through another few more things in the Mishnah Berurah, he says like this: first one, sifkat and zayin, kevan dehuba. So why would I make? Why, if I'm putting in the one of the five grains, right? I'm putting it into this dish that I'm cooking, and I'm putting it in for taste. Kevan dehu, even though it's less. Since it comes to give taste, right? And it's one of these five grains. The chashive hu ho ikar becomes the ikar. And you would need, but you would have to eat the shear, which we'll talk about. In other words, for an al hamichya, we'll talk about that again. We'll get back into that, the shear, how much you're going to need. But right now, the bracha will be mazonos, and if you ate the shear, the right amount, which again we'll talk about, it will be a al hamichya, again, if it's put in there for taste or sustenance. Now, it tells us the Mishnah Berurah another important point. He says like this, that we're going to see that there's sometimes that a person will make a huadama if a person eats just a separate grain. You eat like a grain of wheat or something like that, and these type of things. We'll talk about that. There'll be a huadama, but when it's put, even though it's put in, he says the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Gimel, Af Shemetchila Nosna Mekteira Shleiman, even though you put it into the dish of food that you're going to be cooking up, you put them in whole grains, right? Hainu Kishahim Beklipasim Mikom Makam Vorach, he's still going to make a Berman Mzainus if they get cooked up. They get sort of like crushed, and it becomes into a sort of like into one dish, one type of a food. And you don't. And the bottom line is the end. You don't have separate grains. It becomes one. It gets stuck together, sort of like, and it becomes like one dish, one food, mixed together with the other ingredients. Okay, so all that will be mazonos and al hamichya. Again, as long as you have enough of a shear, which we'll talk about. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.